Actual Production History, or APH, is one of the many changes in the 2014 Farm Bill that will be going into full effect in 2015. USDA Risk Management Agency Administrator Brandon Willis says it's a tool that provides more flexibility for farmers.
This is a provision that's meant to help those that have suffered multiple years of drought. The way it works is when a farmer has crop insurance, the amount that they can insure is based upon their previous yield history, what they produced every year. If you're in an area where everybody suffered a major loss, the county suffered over 50% loss, you have the option for those years in question to drop that yield out of your record, and that allows you to have a higher insurance coverage so you can protect more of your crop the next year.
Willis says RMA has announced the crops and counties eligible for the provision in 2015.
The way a county qualifies is if the county average yield is less than 50% of the historical 10-year average. That takes quite a loss. You'll see that in severe droughts. A farmer can go and look online and see if their county qualifies. Adjacent counties, contiguous counties will also qualify. But that information will be online.
Eligible crops include corn and soybeans, peanuts, and popcorn.
That's about 75% of the acres in the crop insurance program, so we're hitting most of them, and we'll look to expand that in the future.
Willis says information about the APH yield exclusion is available from local crop insurance agents and online at rma.usda.gov.
We have a fact sheet online. We have some question and answer. And one of the neat things we're going to provide by the end of the year are some maps. So a farmer can go online and look at their county, their state, and see if they're eligible for this. So we're going to try and make it user-friendly as we can.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.